Good afternoon. The Secretary General will brief you after the session of foreign ministers in Resolute Support mission format, and then he'll be happy to take a few questions. Secretary General.
Good afternoon. We have just finished a very substantive meeting on Afghanistan. We met with all the Resolute Support partner nations, and we reviewed the progress of our mission, the Resolute Support mission is providing essential training, advice, and assistance to the Afghan security forces and to Afghan security and defense institutions in Kabul, but also in several regions of Afghanistan. Today, we took three decisions. First, we agreed to sustain the presence of our Resolute Support mission, including in the regions of Afghanistan, during 2016. This will be approximately 12,000 troops, and I welcome the very strong commitment by allies and partners to maintain the level of troops contributions. And it was actually a very important meeting today because so many allies and so many partner nations made announcements and pledges regarding their sustained presence in Afghanistan. As always, we will continue to keep the mission under review and adjust as necessary. The second decision we made today was to agree to launch further work with the international community to make sure that the Afghan forces continue to be funded. We will aim for concrete progress on commitments through the year 2020 by the time of our Warsaw Summit next July. We have already had a number of pledges today, and I really welcome that. So just to explain, we made a decision several years ago to fund the Afghan National Security Forces until 2017, and now we are aiming at making a new decision at our summit in Warsaw to fund the Afghan National Security Forces until 2020. And the third decision we made was that we agreed to further develop our enduring partnership with Afghanistan. In that respect, we also reaffirmed our commitment to establish a civilian-led presence that will follow after our Resolute Support mission. In our discussions today, Foreign Minister Rabbani reaffirmed the Afghan government's commitments. This includes critical reforms related to leadership development and accountability in the security sector, good governance, the fight against corruption, electoral reform, and the promotion of human rights, including the protection of women's and children's rights. With continued support from NATO, our partners, and the wider international community, the Afghan government has committed to making tangible progress by the Warsaw Summit. Lastly, we welcomed efforts by all parties to further an Afghan-owned and an Afghan-led inclusive peace process. Good neighborly relations and regional support and cooperation remain essential for the stable Afghanistan that we all want to see. And with that, I'm ready to take questions.
We'll start with Radio Free Europe, second row.
Nuri Asnuri from Radio Free Europe, Liberty. My question is, you have mentioned that you have decided today regarding the Resolute Support mission in Afghanistan. My question is, the next year's mission will be some difference than the ongoing missions. Do we expect some expansion or some speed to target the goal, to reach the goal? Thank you.
Fundamentally, it will be the same kind of mission. It will be the same rescue support mission. It will be about training, advising, and assisting the Afghan National Army and Security Forces. But of course, we will make adjustments. We will learn and we will adjust. But it will be a non-combat mission, and it will not expand from the four regional bases or places we are located today. But we will remain or maintain that regional presence in addition to the presence we have in Kabul. I think the important thing is that this is a non-combat mission. It's a mission where we support the Afghans because they are now responsible for the security in their own country.
Reuters.
Secretary General, you mentioned you're looking for commitments for the Afghan security forces. Why should NATO allies continue to pay for Afghan security forces?
Because we are in Afghanistan to prevent that Afghanistan again becomes a safe haven for international terrorists. And that is also in our security interest to make sure that that doesn't happen. So we are in Afghanistan, of course, to support the Afghans. But we are also in Afghanistan to support ourselves. Because if Afghanistan becomes a safe haven for international terrorists, that will also be a threat to us. So we are working with the Afghans to improve and to enhance our shared security by fighting extremism, terrorism, together with the Afghans. And that's the reason why we are continuing to fund them. And Afghanistan is still one of the poorest countries in the world, so I think this is a good investment we are making when we are enabling the Afghans to fight terrorism and extremism themselves.
Georgian Public Broadcaster.
Georgian Public Broadcaster, Mr. Secretary General, after the last meeting of defense ministers, you told us that ministers will find ways how to assess the progress made by Georgia in December and in Warsaw Summit. We are still waiting for it. Can you tell us what Georgia should expect tomorrow? What will be in the final document about Georgia? Has Georgia all necessary tools for membership or not? And is there any consensus about Georgia among member states? Thank you very much.
Also, you have been waiting for a long time, and now we have to wait for only one more day, because tomorrow we will have a statement. We are working on that now, and then we will, of course, release it, and then I can comment on what we are saying about Georgia and also the other applicant countries. So I'm not able to comment on that now, but the plan is to have a statement tomorrow on the open door policy, including when it comes to Georgia.
Japanese colleague over there.
Japanese daily, mainichi. My name is Saito. Here. Korea and Japan, only Korea and Japan outside resolute support were invited to this meeting. My question is, what kind of contribution from international society, including Korea, Japan, do you expect? And the second question is, originally, the Afghan security forces should be independent. That means such a financial help from the international society should be reduced. We must continue to pay for it. At how many years beyond 2020 do you expect the international society should pay for it?
Korea and Japan are invited because they are really contributing to our joint efforts in Afghanistan by funding the Afghan National Security Forces, and we very much welcome that. I think that's one of the great advantages of the rescue support mission, because it's not only 28 allies, 28 NATO countries, but we have many partner nations and also nations as Japan and Korea, which are also providing financial funds. And we just addressed Georgia. Georgia is a non-NATO country, but Georgia is actually the second largest force contributor to our rescue support mission in Afghanistan. Just underline that this is really a big international joint effort. How long? Well, we never made any decisions on the duration of how long we are going to support the Afghan national security forces in different ways. But we made a decision several years ago to do it until 2017, but we never stated that we will stop then. But that was the commitment we made. I think it was back at the summit in Lisbon. And now we are then taking the next step, and we aim at making a decision at the summit in July to make commitments for the period from 2017 or 2018, 19, and 20. So we are then continuing to support Afghan national security forces.
Associated Press, second row. Second row, please, first.
Jamie Keaton from Associated Press. Talking about Afghanistan, once upon a time, Russia was important because of supply lines going into Afghanistan. I just wanted to know if you could sort of say what the state of play is with Russia and its role with the continuation of Resolute Support. Are they in any way facilitating movement of materiel and whatnot, and particularly given the environment of some tensions in other fronts with Russia?
You are right that for several years we cooperated with Russia when it comes to using lines of transportation through Russia into Afghanistan. But there is no need for that anymore because the size of the mission is much smaller than it was at least some years ago, where we had more than 100,000 troops. Now we are speaking about 12,000 troops, so we are dependent on the land route through Russia. We have other ways to provide the necessary equipment supplies for our forces in Afghanistan.
Kuwaiti News Agency.
Nawab Khan from Kuwait News Agency. Sir, you spoke about, you said that some pledges were made. For Afghanistan. And you also said that up to 2020, you're looking for the funds. So what amount of funds are you looking for to fund the army, and what amount of pledges were made? Thank you.
I will be very careful starting to mention specific nations, because then I'm afraid that I will forget someone. But, as many nations made commitments to continue to maintain sustain their force levels in Afghanistan from 2015 to 2016 or into 2016, and also some nations actually decided to increase. But we will be able to provide you with a specific list later on, but the main picture is that we will have approximately the same force level in during 2016 as we have in 2015. I remember one figure, and that is that the U.S. provides around or close to 7,000 troops of the troops in the Resolute Support mission, and then non-U.S. countries or non-U.S. NATO allies and partners provide approximately 5,000. But this is approximately, and but that's the range of the numbers we are speaking about. When it comes to the exact amount of money we're looking for, that's also something we have to come back to, but we speak about a substantial amount of money which we need to continue to finance the Afghan national security forces in the future. And that's something we will then start to work on and then make decisions in July. So what we decide today is in a way to start the campaign to mobilize the funds and the financial commitments to continue to finance the Afghan army.
Okay. One last question, Europa Press.
Thank you, Secretary General. On Afghanistan, a while ago we had said, we were assuming the possibility of reducing the current level of Afghan national security forces a bit lower from the 352,000 that they have, meaning that we would reduce as well financial contributions, but given the security situation on the ground, will this not be possible? I mean, the idea is to maintain the financing at that level of Afghan troops. Are we clear that Resolute Support will finish end of 2016 and then the new civilian mission will kick in? Or this is still also to be decided? And yesterday the US were saying that the Daesh ISIL presence in Afghanistan and also some of the other Central Asian countries was still not a big, big, big concern, but it was being monitored. Is this also the shared assessment of NATO? Thank you.
It is still to be decided. What we decided today was to sustain our force levels during 2016. Then we will review, we will assess the mission, the challenges, the situation we face in Afghanistan, and then we will decide. But I think it's wrong now to have a kind of timeline for exactly when we will end our rescue support mission. That's something which will be based on the developments, on our assessments of the situation in Afghanistan. But what we have decided is that even when we end the rescue support mission, because we're not going to be there forever, then with the rescue support, then we will move into a civilian-led, a very strong political partnership, and we have also then started to prepare for that. So I think we just have to accept that there are so many uncertainties, there are so many challenges, so we have to be prepared, we have to adjust according to how the world is developing. The thing is that we are in Afghanistan because that is in our own security interests to fight extremism, terrorism, and to prevent Afghanistan once again becoming a safe haven for international terrorists.
Many thanks. We'll see you again at around 1900. Thank you.
Thank you.